Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 8. Having dispensational value to God in the last days to turn the age. Friday related verses. Matthew 16:18 through 19. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatever you bind on the earth shall have been bound in the heavens, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in the heavens. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:22-23. And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Ephesians 4:15-16. But holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Acts 4:29-31. And now, Lord, look upon their threatenings, and grant your slaves to speak your word with all boldness. And when they had so besought, the place in which they were gathered was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak the word of God with boldness. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice, but of power and of love and of sober-mindedness. Suggested reading. The book of Ezra is a history of the return of Israel's captivity and the rebuilding of the house of God as the initiation of God's recovery among his elect for his testimony on the earth, according to his economy. The book of Nehemiah is a history of the rebuilding of the wall of the city of Jerusalem as a continual recovery among his elect for his testimony for the accomplishment of his economy. The crucial point of the book of Nehemiah is that the city of Jerusalem was a safeguard and protection for the house of God, which was in the city. This signifies that the house of God, as his dwelling and home on the earth, needs his kingdom to be established as a realm to safeguard his interest on the earth for his administration to carry out his economy. The rebuilding of the house of God typifies God's recovery of the degraded church, and the rebuilding of the wall of the city of Jerusalem typifies God's recovery of his kingdom. God's building of his house and his building of his kingdom go together. The leaders of the Moabites and Ammonites were greatly displeased about Nehemiah seeking the good of the children of Israel. Nehemiah 2:17-20 is a word concerning the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem. The leaders of the Moabites and Ammonites mocked and despised the children of Israel and asked whether they would rebel against the king by doing this. Nehemiah answered them by saying, "The God of heaven himself will make us prosper. Therefore we servants will rise up and build. But you have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." This answer indicates that Nehemiah was very aggressive. He surely was not cowardly. Anyone who is cowardly cannot be a servant of God. The enemies became angry and greatly enraged, and again they mocked the Jews and despised their building. Nehemiah trusted in God by praying that God would return their reproach to themselves. Thus the Jews built the wall, and all the wall was joined together to half its height, for they had a heart to work. Today, no matter how much we may be mocked and despised, we should have a heart to build and should be aggressive. On the one hand, the children of Israel were prepared to fight. On the other, they trusted in God that he would fight for them. In this matter also, they were aggressive. Those who are cowardly might say that since God will fight for us, there is no need for us to do anything. But in a very real sense, God will help those who help themselves. If you do not help yourself, God will not help you. According to history, God does not help the cowardly. It is the aggressive ones who have received help from God. In the typology in the Old Testament, many persons were temporarily used by God according to their natural capacity and natural virtues to signify something spiritual. An example of this is Nehemiah and his aggressiveness, which was a virtue in his human conduct. In the New Testament, all the natural virtues and capacities should be brought to the cross. They need to be put to the cross and crossed out. According to the real significance of the cross of Christ, the cross does not mean merely that something is put to an end, but that the natural things are crossed out in order to be brought into resurrection.